Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Well, I have the one thing that parents forget for Christmas morning, and I'll tell you what that is coming up here in just a second.
Yep, okay.
You already know it?
I don't.
All right. Well, I will tell you in just a second. When it comes to Christmas toys, do you know that retailers sell more toys in December than all the other months of the year combined?
That makes sense.
Because of Christmas.
Oh.
Yeah. Buying toys for the kids. It's all about toys and Christmas and all that stuff.
Wow, Kato, are you awake?
Barely.
And do you know, like even the top Christmas toys this year have more computer power on them than the Apollo 11 mission to the moon, you know, in the 60s.
Wow.
I'm like, more computer power than that spaceship that went up.
So what you're telling me is I can go to the moon.
You need a team behind you, and you need not just computer power, but also the lander and all that stuff, and the rocket.
Exactly. But it's amazing, though, how technology has come along so much. Because you think about those big space missions when they went up in the air, and of course, Tom's dad and brother worked at NASA. We have in our toys now, like that singing, talking Elmo or whatever, it's got more computer power than the spaceship did.
There's no question that most of our home computers are far more powerful than what they used to send Apollo to the moon.
Yeah, it's craziness.
Allegedly.
So, what are you parents forgetting when it comes to Christmas morning? You probably know by now.
Batteries.
Batteries.
Yep.
90% of Americans admit they have forgotten to buy batteries for Christmas morning.
Now, see, that's something where we plan ahead. We just have a huge drawer of batteries. And so it's not even just a Christmas thing. It's just a big drawer of AA and AAA batteries, well, even a few C's and D's.
Not everybody's fancy like you.
That's
and can afford those batteries. They're expensive.
Yeah. You go to Costco and you buy one of those little bulk packs.
Yeah, but sometimes those AAA, you never use them, and so you think you have them.
Yeah.
And then, of course, one of those toys takes like 4 of them, and you're too short.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or what's worse is you hear the little chirp in the middle of the night.
Mine went off this week.
And mine did too.
Yes.
I'm like, I laid down to go to sleep. 15 minutes later, I hear a chirp. And I'm like, oh man, I'm going to wake the kids up. I had to search for which fire alarm was beeping. And it had the 9-volt battery, which you never have enough of those.
Oh, I don't even have any.
Yeah. So I'm sitting there digging, looking for anything with a 9-volt battery in the middle of the night to take out of so I could make my fire alarm not go off.
What takes 9-volt now? Because I only have that AAA and AA because that's the only things I use in my house.
Fire alarms.
Yeah, fire alarms.
Mine's AA.
I know, but some of them have the 9-volt. But anyway, what did I have? I had some kind of gadget. I don't know. I think it was my carbon monoxide detector.
You don't need that.
I don't need that. I don't need my fire alarm to be off so I can get some sleep. So that's what I swapped those batteries out. But you are forgetting batteries during the holiday season. And then 54% of parents end up running out to buy batteries last minute. Thank you, Dollar General Store. Yeah. Open on Christmas, I hope. You're crossing your fingers. Or you're finding some kind of convenience store to find some batteries for the kids' toys.
Well, let this just go ahead and look through or think about what you got your kids and go ahead and get batteries.
There you go. That's
be prepared.
So, well, sometimes you don't even know. You buy so many gifts, you're like, oh, wow, I didn't realize those need batteries.
You do because you look.
It ain't that many sizes. And if you just go buy the bulk packs at Costco or Sam's Club, you're set.
And, of course, Santa don't tell you what kind of gifts he's bringing, so you don't have to have that type of battery Santa brings.
And if you buy the bulk ones, it's kind of like buying forever stamps. They're going to get used sooner or later.
You're like the king of batteries. It's like, batteries for all of my friends.
Oh, no.
But now, don't they expire at some point? They
get
weaker?
It's like 10 years later. Because when you buy them, it'll have a date on them, and it's like 10 years they're good for.
26% of parents accidentally purchase the wrong type of battery for new toys.
I've done that.
Yeah, I have to. You get home like, oh, man, those are triple A's and not double A's. That ain't good.
Because when I give a gift that requires batteries, I include the batteries. I'll just tape it to the gift. And I've taped the wrong size battery to a gift.
Yeah, I saw a meme where it had just a little pack of batteries, like two batteries in a little package. It said, gift not included.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool.
That's great. So this Christmas, buy your kids a toy and not any batteries just to remind them who's in charge.
It'll be a lot quieter Christmas Day.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Many of us have fond memories of Christmas Day. Open that package, carefully setting the bow aside because your mom was going to reuse it next year.
Yeah.
And then looking at your presents. But I just found out people conserve even more than that. Because there was a point where we would tell my mom, listen, Mom, bows aren't that expensive. We'll buy them after Christmas. They're really on sale. Let's not bother saving all these.
And who really uses them anymore? I hardly ever see bows on gifts.
Oh, you're crazy.
Well, you do. I'm not crazy. Yeah, I don't think we've ever used a bow.
I just wrap bows and put
wow,
presents.
That's a good gift.
I just wrap presents and put bows on it the other day. All of them. Yeah, because they're, I mean.
I've never used bows.
Well, I do ribbon. And I'll save the ribbon every year.
Wow. Now that's extreme. That's
thank you for noticing. I was very excited. I've never done it before. And I was like, I'm going to be a big girl this year.
It's like, how do you do that? I mean, it's
not
hard.
Well.
No. Ribbon is like ties that you hand tie, and bows are like when you get the clip-on tie.
That's true.
That's so funny.
I basically have always done bows, Kato. It's not odd to me. So that's something that we've always had. Well, I mean,
I love it. I think it's pretty. It just makes adds them look something. Good.
Yeah. It's like we're on the internet and he's just trying to push you buttons.
I will say the bows are beautiful when they're used ribbon to make the bow. But if you bind the little plastic bow, you pull the tape off the bottom and stick it on the
now.
Box.
Those don't discriminate.
Sorry, I'm just, you know, you're being judged.
Well, I found out that bows are not the only thing people save.
Oh, bags.
Bags are obvious. I think it's easy to reuse a bag.
Yeah.
But there are a third of Americans, they polled 30,000 people, and they admitted that they saved the wrapping paper.
Oh, wow.
They apparently open the package very carefully, fold it up, and reuse it.
That's a lot.
That surprised me.
Yeah.
I mean, that's something you expect from your grandma who lived through the Depression or something. Uh-huh. But they found that young people are actually more likely to do it.
Honestly, have you seen the cost of wrapping paper?
Okay, pro
tip. I kind of get it.
Buy after Christmas every year and prepare for the next one.
That's true. You go to Hallmark. And you, like, after the Christmas sale, they'll go down to, like, say, 50% off, then 75% off of Christmas paper. Mm. It's very inexpensive. Yeah, and it's the good stuff, too. It's the stuff that's thick, not like the dollar drawer.
See,
dollar
thank store. You. And I think that makes a difference in whether you keep it or not, because it, because like, the dollar store wrapping paper's so thin.
It is thin.
You tear it immediately,
right.
Where if you buy the thick Hallmark,
yeah, that's good.
Paper, that's thick. You can pull off the tape, and it's very. I could see somebody doing this.
Just save you Christmas. Listen, we'll do it after the holidays, and we'll save some money. And we'll, Mark, puts all the Christmas paper on sale.
Well, you could just plan ahead. Honestly, I will go into like Walgreens or something after Christmas, and I'll see the sales, and I'll just grab a few rolls for the next year, throw them up in the closet where we wrap everything the next year, and, and you're set to go. You may not be in fashion for that year's designs.
Christmas paper doesn't really go out of fashion. It's the same Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer or...
Yeah, but if you go with some characters, you know, like Dora or Bluey, maybe the kids don't like them next year, so then it is out.
That is true.
Yeah. So my Barney, the dinosaur wrapping paper, is out of style.
He never goes out of style.
So 25% of seniors save their wrapping paper. 44% of people under 30 are doing it.
Wow.
So young people are really saving it big time. Women are more likely than men. 38% of women save it. 28% of guys. I'm shocked that 28% of guys save wrapping paper.
Yeah.
Again, I'm not trying to be like elitist and be like, oh, look, I can afford new wrapping paper every year. But it really is cheap if you buy it after Christmas.
That is a little braggy.
What's that?
Bragging about not having to save it.
I mean, it's just, it doesn't seem worth the trouble. And then you've got a piece of paper that's cut for a certain size gift. It might not even fit your next thing you need.
Okay, so last year I had a color theme, and I did like this deep green color. Mm-hmm. So my wrapping paper was green, my ribbons were green, I had these little stickers. And I will say, when the kids tore into it, a little piece of my heart tore.
Oh, because you put so much effort into it.
Yeah, I was like, oh, why did I put so much effort into it? Because it's literally just going to get ripped.
But think about it. If you did green that year, you wouldn't even be able to use it next year if you chose a different color.
You're right. I need to go shopping.
And
a different color.
For kids, the joy is ripping the paper. So buy the cheap stuff for the kids. They don't know the difference.
Yeah, I don't even wrap as good for a kid. Yeah. One or two pieces of Scotch tape, and it's good.
I will say the thin wrapping paper is so thin, we won't even use that as toilet paper later. Because you're going to poke through.
That's what it is. It's like the single-ply toilet paper. That's what that cheap Christmas paper is.
And just hope that the gift doesn't say on the box what the gift is, because you can see it right through the
paper. Right through it. Yeah.
Cato actually buys the wrapping paper with aloe.
I buy bags.
Okay.
But you know what? I have a box of Christmas bags. So every year I just go under, I grab a box, open it up, and find a bag that fits the gift.
Bah humbug.
It's okay. I do save those little bitty pieces of wrapping paper. Like if it's the last part of the roll,
yes.
Like I will go and I got scraps that I will go if it's a smaller gift.
I ran out of wrapping paper wrapping a gift, and you know you had that one little square on the bottom of the gift, but I didn't have any more of that wrapping paper, so I just grabbed a little piece from another that I'd saved.
Yeah, that's what you do.
And taped it right on top. It didn't match.
I will say this: I won't reuse toilet paper though, but wrapping paper, yeah.
But wrapping paper? No, you didn't.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Get it?
I got it. Unfortunately.
Only one person got that.
Oh, yeah.
Butt wrapping paper.
Oh. Really? How old are we?
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Well, is your relationship making you chubby? Probably so.
I don't know about that. I think you're eating too much is making you chubby.
Well, that could be part of the problem, too. But have you ever noticed that, you know, when you're in a relationship, you start packing on the pounds. 57% of people feel that being in a relationship makes it harder to stay slim. Now, 74% say they're more tempted to eat bad foods when they're with their partner. Now, is their partner, like, getting on their nerves? Like, I just need a break from this. Give me some ice cream. Or
have you seen those videos where they're like, I don't smoke, so this is the way I calm down? And they've got the Little Debbie Christmas tree cakes outside. I love it.
I mean, if you think about it, when you are with someone as a couple, most of your social stuff revolves around meals. So you probably do eat more when you're in a relationship.
Plus, there are so many nights where I'm like, okay, we're doing baked chicken. And John's like, no, we're not. We're getting pizza and cheesy breadsticks. And I'm like, who am I to argue? Okay.
I'm coming over to your house.
I know. It's bad.
Yeah. Like you're sitting around in the kitchen with your refrigerator door open and, you know, TV's locked on the Food Network. And you pretty much just kiss any diet goodbye at that point.
Yeah.
Like, look at that on the Food Network. You know, I'm in the refrigerator. Yeah, and don't watch the Food Network when you're hungry.
Oh, my.
It just, I don't know.
The good news is I'm not going to put in all that effort.
Exactly.
So.
That's way too much work.
Okay.
Yeah, but I'll watch video. I don't watch the Food Network, but I'll watch videos of recipes that I'll never make. But I'm like, huh, Well, I'm going to run and grab me something to go from a restaurant.
Yeah. You ever been so hungry, though, you want to just kiss the pizza delivery person? It's like, man, here's that pizza. Thank you so much. I am ready to eat it. Like, you know, when you order it and you see that they're coming to your door, you're looking out the window with your tail wagging.
No. I kind of felt that way about Amazon a few times.
Yeah, but 75% of people think it's easier to stay on a diet when single. So
I think it's you're happy. You're happy. Like
when you're single? When you're in a relationship,
you're happy. You feel like you don't need to do all the exercise that you used to do to keep up because you already got her.
True.
And you got him.
And, well, 59% said, or nearly 3 in 5 people say, they would rather have a great relationship than a great body.
Yeah.
Why not?
Well, you know, the Pillsbury guy's kind of chubby, and everyone loves him, so.
Well, I mean, but there's no Pillsbury dough girl out there.
Yeah, I'm right here.
And I think it's a lot easier to get to do something about your body than it is to find a good relationship.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, so finding a good relationship is harder than maintaining a healthy body.
Yeah.
Okay, you're saying,
he's saying it's more valuable to be in a relationship because that's harder to find.
Yes.
And so just having a good body by itself is, you're still lonely.
Oh, wow. Okay. It's better to be fat and happy.
Yeah.
Okay. Fat and sassy.
Now you get those couples that are both into exercising, and that's awesome.
Aren't they annoying?
But yeah, I mean, I'd rather find someone who is ready to sit down at a meal with me.
Yeah. It's like when you're finding your friends, you know, Tom, you and Jamie, you're like, we got to find somebody that likes to eat. Okay. I don't want those exercise couples in my friends group. Yeah.
Tom did the bait and switch on his wife.
Yeah, he did.
I did. I tricked her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I worked out with her for like a year at Gold's Gym. And then when that expired, I was like, let's not do this anymore. Let's go to get something to eat.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
There's a new trend of letting your mom manage your online dating accounts. Desperate singles are letting their parents take over their online dating accounts. And the idea is if you haven't had any luck this far, maybe one of your parents can find your soulmate instead. Which is kind of going back to the old days of arranged marriages.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of cultures still do arranged marriages and swear by them. I know there's people in our neighborhood that have arranged marriages, and they seem like very happy families.
Well, no one knows you as well as your parents, and you know that they are going to go out of their way to try and find someone who would treat you nice.
My parents know a lot of things that they don't know I did. So they don't really know me like they should.
But in those cultures, though, I think they're a little bit tighter rein when it comes to...
But Tori says your parents know you better than anyone else. And I think Cato has a point. I think we hid a lot of stuff from our parents. Well, they may not know as much about us as by the time we're adults as they thought.
I still hide things from my mom.
Exactly. Well, they talked to a few people in their 20s and early 30s who have handed it off to their parents, and they all said they've been on dating apps for years and can't find anyone.
Oh. Like, Mama, come over here and I swipe right or left.
One woman says she's had to veto some of her mom's picks because the guys just aren't her type. She said she was picking guys that are wearing Gucci, and I go hiking a lot. How are they going to go on a hike when they're wearing that stuff?
Okay, well, no one knows you better than your parents except for that mom.
Well, she didn't seem to know.
A little off the nose there.
I'm sure Gucci has hiking boots for sale for $5,000.
Right. Yeah. They said it can work, though. Another woman said her dad talked her into going out with a British guy who was a little slow to respond at first. The dad liked him anyway, so she gave the guy a chance, and now they're dating.
Well,
that's what I say. I think your parents are going to want what's best for you. So that's why, I mean, it could work, right?
Mm-hmm. I mean, it definitely could. I mean, it seems like it could be worth a try. I mean, I wouldn't want anyone to know I was letting them help.
My son's a teenager now. I mean, I don't think that a lot of teenagers would take the parents' advice. Mm-hmm. Like, you're an idiot.
Well, it's not for teens.
I know.
These are people in their 20s and 30s.
Okay.
They've given up. They've been trying online, and they haven't had any luck.
And I think it really depends on the parents. Because you got some moms that try to dress like their teenage daughters. and be their best friend.
They'd probably have good advice then, right?
Yeah, but would they try to steal the boyfriend?
That's true. Well, here's the really interesting side effect of this. They say regardless of whether it ends up working or not, it's giving parents a taste of how hard dating actually is in 2025.
So we did this with homes, trying to buy homes, because my dad was like, why are y'all renting for so long? Just buy. And so I drove him through a neighborhood and I said, guess how much this home is?
Yeah.
He was like $200,000 under what they had it listed for. And afterwards he was like, okay, I get it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So kind of the same houses, boyfriends, same thing.
Yeah. You're set for life. Yeah. You're stuck for life.
He's a fixer-upper.
Yeah.
Well, one of the parents said she was shocked to see how many profile pics of guys in hunting gear, drinking liquor were out there. So she said, is this harder to pick and find these guys now?
What's the problem there? Is that a problem?
I guess for her it was.
Oh, okay, for her.
Maybe, I don't know.
But I guess he wants his date to know he's going to be going hunting and he likes a drink.
Yeah?
But you look at the variety, though, that you have that you didn't have a few years ago, where you go out, it's kind of like going to the grocery store, all the cereal boxes. Like, you know, we got all of these people to scroll through and swipe right, swipe left. Like back in the day, you just had one or two people to choose from.
Yeah, and think of how long it takes you to choose a cereal these days.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, when you only had a few to choose from, you picked one and you liked it.
It's like their profile is kind of like what's on the side of the box. It's like,
how many calories, how many fat grams. Wouldn't it be nice to have a store you walk into and just pick somebody?
Yeah.
Off a shelf.
That's kind of what online dating is. It's like,
yeah. And the kitties are about out right now, but I'll just go ahead and take a Philip over here.
Excuse me. I can't reach this one.
I can't reach Betty up on top.
I need an associate with a ladder.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
I got something here that is pretty wild. Okay. I don't know if you guys are following all this stuff at Christmas time or not. They are talking about some of the most festive states, and we unfortunately don't make the list.
We don't?
That's sad.
We kind of fall in the middle of it. I had to pull up the entire list. We came in at 19th when it comes to being festive for the holidays.
That ain't too bad out of 52 states, honestly. I mean, I know when Alaska and Hawaii came in, it probably changed some things up.
Still need to work on our education.
Right. Right on that. But the most festive states, West Virginia.
Okay.
Followed by Idaho, Utah, Nebraska, and New Hampshire, which are mostly, you got a pretty big mix, I guess. There's some Midwestern, and you've also got Northeastern.
Well, the surprise is there, Idaho. Well, of course, you got ho-ho-ho. Because maybe that's why they just, you know, they
probably
embrace
not.
That. Idaho, ho, ho. See, they got a good state slogan right there.
I heard they had the potato on the shelf. It's not an L.
But those are surprising. Utah surprised me.
Yeah, that did me too. I mean, that's Las Vegas. But I think maybe they celebrate it big or something.
Could be. You got Nebraska big. Because I would think.
Las Vegas, Nevada.
Yeah, that too.
Our education here.
Utah's Mormons. A lot of Mormons, aren't there in Utah?
Yeah, they're festive.
You think about like the northern states. You were kidding, I know.
I know.
Okay, so the northern states. See the difference between him and I wasn't kidding. No, because they got so much snow falling up in the northern states.
Right.
It's a Christmassy feeling. I watch a lot of this TikTok streams or Instagram streams. People's like, I gotta load up because it's snowing outside right now, and it's you know, people in New York. So that's why I think they would be more festive. And they got the big, you know, New Year's Eve ball that drops.
Right. I mean, so
they got these huge events.
It's odd because New York is one of the least festive states. Washington, D.C., then New York, Florida, which I get it kind of because I grew up in Florida, and it just doesn't even feel like Christmas sometimes. It's so warm.
Yeah.
Plus, once you get that old people in Florida, they're just tired of celebrating.
Well, I lived there as a teenager, but still, it's warm.
Well, you think about Florida, too. I mean, they're sitting there, and they want to decorate their yard, and you got those snowmen sitting right beside the flamingos. It just doesn't go together so well.
And then an alligator walks up into your
yard. Yeah,
yeah. So.
That's what pulls their sleigh instead of the reindeer. It's alligators.
They do that. A lot of times they'll have these, like, you know, pink flamingos and alligator, yeah. and you're like, that's just they change it up instead of reindeer.
Oh, that's fun, though.
It is. I will say, when I live down there, they still have some people that keep the Christmas lights up all year long.
I love it.
Because it's got that Jimmy Buffett feel, you know?
Right. It's just they're lazy.
Okay. All right.
Hawaii was the second least festive state, and I can kind of see that, too. Yeah. That's... As sad as it is, it's a great place to visit for a vacation because of the beaches, but it's barely America sometimes. It's very, it's like California, but crazier.
And it's expensive.
Yep.
Well, I think, and is that the last place Santa Claus goes?
I don't know, but if he was going for least festive states, then he has one more. And I would have never guessed this, but Maryland is the least festive state in the Union. So I don't know why Maryland is so bad.
And then we're all the Kennedys and the rich.
No, that's Massachusetts.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
And you know what? It's called married land. It's like, come on. Like you tied in. I mean, it's all about baby Jesus and Mary and Joseph and all that stuff. And it's like, come on.
Well, look at the Carol Linas.
Yeah, Christmas carols.
Yes.
Yeah, I got you.
Let's try that with every state. That's okay. Fun.
All right.
Let's do it. It's kind of scaring me a little.
Kentucky. Okay, maybe.
Are we talking
not.
About Barbie?
How about Kansas?
Okay.
Let's just don't do this now.
No, yeah. We can get in trouble now.
Went too far again, didn't we?
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Bet 365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet 365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Well, it's coming to America, and it's not going to be good. It's already happening in China, and there's even, I think, a Black Mirror episode about it.
Okay.
It's called a social credit score. And I was actually looking on X just a few moments ago about this. Now, why are you laughing, Hog?
Well,
you know what it is?
No, I'm just thinking that you go out on a date and you don't socialize well, someone gives you a score.
It's not like that at all.
Okay, then it's not. Let me take back that laugh.
So let me explain it.
Yeah, with China, I have a feeling it's going to be controlling over your money or finances.
It's a bingo, Cato. Yeah. It's pretty bad. Basically, you get a social credit score based on how you behave. And so whenever you behave poorly as per the government, then your score goes down. And if it gets low enough, people will not interact with you anymore.
Okay, I don't actually hate this. I don't like that the government is the one who decides it. I think we should be like, that was not nice what you did. Beep, beep, beep. Points down.
You know what? That sounds good, but you should go on the website Reddit and just watch how people pile on sometimes on somebody just because they don't agree with them. I was actually having a discussion last night, and it was about a video that's online where this lady's harassing this lady that works at Target because her red shirt has Charlie Kirk on it. And I made some comments in there. And the next thing you know, I get a notification from Reddit saying that I've been reported for violent speech,
which
I had not made any kind of violent speech at all.
Huh.
But basically, someone who disagreed with me reported me because that was the only way they could think of to get me to shut up.
Yeah. You know?
Okay, so you got to be careful even with it. Now, I do agree in traffic, we should be able to shoot little darts that stick on the side of the car to show someone that's stupid. And when someone has a bunch of darts on their car, you'd be like, watch out for that guy.
My luck, I'd hit the guy riding the bike on the sidewalk.
Well, that wouldn't be bad either.
At least it's on the sidewalk, not my way.
But this social credit score is getting big. And there's even pictures here of some of the smaller towns are really embracing this. And they put a QR code on the side of your front door. And someone can walk up and scan it and see what your social credit score is.
Well, who's enforcing this, though? Like, is there?
It's basically a social thing where other people don't want to hang out with you if you have a low social credit score because it reflects badly on them.
Boy, the way my husband would work towards lowering his social credit score so he doesn't have to be around people.
Yeah. But who's enforcing it, though? I mean, is somebody walking up to you like, hey, you know how fast you were cussing right there, that other person out?
You report them, I guess.
You earn 200 points if your family member joins the army. You earn 20 points for studying Xi Jinping thought, which I guess is the government leader, and you're studying his philosophy. There are different things that you can have that will bring you up or down on the social credit score. Mm. One lady had 1,460 points. She was the highest in her community. She also earned points because her children had bachelor degrees.
But on the other side, you could be that person in the HOA where you go in there and you make a ruckus and everybody's going to give you a bad score.
Well, it's horrible because basically they can control your life. There's places that might not let you come in and do business with them if your social score isn't high enough and you've got to show it on your phone before you get served.
Well, these rankings make no sense. I thought it was more of if you're rude to servers, you go down some ticks. If you are polite and hold the door for someone, you go up a little bit.
This is more of a government-controlled thing. So the government sets up what's good and bad social. Now, for example, let's say you get caught doing vandalism. That's going to knock your social score down, which most of us would probably agree with. But maybe you speak out against the leader, and that knocks your social score down as well.
How about if you're speeding?
I mean, tickets would probably go against you on the social score.
But, you know, I've always had friends in low places. What if I talk to the ones with a zero score? Because I'm okay with that.
That's fine, but you may not be able to go into the restaurant you want to go, or you may not be
I'll
able to
go get it to go and bring it to their house.
You may not be able to get a loan for your next car because your social credit
America's
score.
America's coming here. That's going to happen with a cashless society where they control what you spend your money on.
Exactly,
at that
because you have a national ID.
Yeah.
You have the real ID, and they can control you.
This is why Mom always told you are the company you keep.
Yeah.
Unless you're the company that's making other people look bad.
Then you're the person who's like, please, please come hang out with me.
Now, have you guys not seen the Black Mirror episode on this?
No.
I've not watched that series.
That one is worth watching because it truly is. It was called Nosedive. And it was this woman who had a pretty high score. She tries to go like on a plane flight and gets delayed and she yells at the lady and they knock her points down. And before long, she can't even get an Uber because she's been knocked down so low on the social credit score that no one wants to do anything with her.
Well, I got 5 stars on Uber.
Okay.
So I'm doing pretty well on Uber right now.
Well, that's your first social credit score.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
But this is something that they're saying could come to America. It's starting in China right now. And it's a way for them to control you without officially, they can basically skip all these rules in the Constitution by doing it this way.
But are the bad guys really caring about the social score? I'm like, they've already done the bad stuff, like robbing you or breaking and entering or something.
They're not, but it's going to be normal mm-hmm. people that's trying to live their lives peacefully that's going to be controlled and shot down.
It's like you got this burglar, and he's trying to break into a house, and he's like, my score's too low. I can't break into this house. They won't let me in.
Will you please let me in so I can rob you. Yeah. I don't want to affect my score.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Gang, got a Christmas question here. It's going to be fun. Have you ever hidden a gift so well that you forgot where you put it?
I think people have forgotten, but not because it was hidden so well. They just forgot about it. I mean, my parents forgot about stuff that wasn't hidden that good at all.
When we leave the house, like if we're going on vacation somewhere, I will hide my jewelry, and the amount of times I have forgotten where I hid it,
yeah,
it's like months later, and I'm looking for something else. I'm like, oh, there's that ring.
I do that with my car keys. Like when we leave, I'll put my Corvette car keys somewhere where they're not. So if someone breaks in, they couldn't just grab the keys and take off.
So I have a spot for everything. But it reminds me of a friend. She used to hide mini bottles of Fireball around her house.
Was it like Easter egg hunt or something?
She would find some in a washing machine while she went to wash clothes.
And she's like, okay, I want to take a Fireball break.
I guess she does at that time. She used to hide them because she didn't want her roommate knowing she was
drinking.
Yeah.
Oh, hiding the liquor.
Yeah.
So she won't get into my stash.
So they wouldn't get it.
See, I was thinking it was more of like, I did the laundry. Yay, me. Fireball.
Until it goes to the dryer.
Oh, gosh.
Reward myself. I mean, it happens to me, too. I lose stuff all the time. I took my phone away from my son because, well, I won't tell you why, but after the discipline was over, I couldn't find it. I had to help him, or he had to help me find the phone. Where I'm like, because I didn't want him to get it, or, you know, because he'd been in super trouble then.
Yeah, you're like, can you call that phone I made you hide?
Yes. The ringer was off.
Oh, no.
Just used to find my thing.
I didn't have it.
Oh.
Yeah.
If I lose something, it drives me crazy. I lost a pair of tweezers one time.
Yeah.
I
do the same
6 months. And now somebody mentioned Snoop on a stoop. I'm like, oh, yeah, I got one of those. I can't find Snoop anywhere in my house.
Those were cool. I saw those at the Walmart the other day.
What's a Snoop on a stoop?
It's Snoop Dogg, like an elf, dressed up like an elf.
He's on a stoop.
And he's making millions off Snoop on a stoop.
Yeah.
Wow.
Not seen it?
No, I want to do Tom on a bomb. I don't know.
Oh, we would like that.
Oh, wow.
Kato. What kind of bomb, though? Is that in the bathroom?
You're really mean.
It's a bath bomb.
Hey, that's a good idea.
Yeah,
Tom's bath bombs.
I
like that.
You know what? You should put one of those bath bombs in the toilet, too, just to see.
Oh.
You ever thought about it? Just, you don't have to clean it that way. How are we here? Okay. So anyway, 55% of moms say they have hidden the present so well they forgot to where they put it. And 48% of dads have done the same thing. And the funny thing about it, they said they found it a year later and used it as a Christmas present a year later.
Oh, yeah, why not?
You don't finish this hot new video game.
That was popular last year. So be careful where you hide your presents because you might lose track of them. And they say, of course, the most common place to hide a present is the closet. So any of you get people want to sneak around and find things, closet's the number one place.
Well, thanks. You just told them where they hide stuff.
Honestly, if you're a kid and you don't think of the closet first, you're too dumb to find your own presents.
Oh, Tom, you've been mean today.
You're not on Santa's naughty or nice list. You're on his dumb list.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.